You can buy just about anything on the internet, but if you try to buy a bottle of wine online, the first question you'll be asked is, where do you plan to ship it? If the answer is New York or more than 20 other states, you're out of luck. It's illegal to ship wine from another state directly to your home. Rebecca Roberts reports that wineries are starting to challenge those laws.
The Zinstar Vineyard in Lodi, California is tiny. Last year's vintage fits into a few dozen oak barrels.
You want me to open one up and give you a swirl and a sniff?
Sure.
Okay.
Lodi isn't as popular with wine tourists as nearby Napa and Sonoma are, but folks do make their way to David Lucas's vineyards for a taste of the latest.
What happens is people come here to this winery, and they have an experience at the winery, and then taste the wines that she produces. Then they go back to New York or wherever, and they want to get those wines, right? And I think that's really good for everybody.
But New York law requires all liquor sales to go through New York wholesalers and retailers. Interstate sales are illegal. So Lucas joined a lawsuit against the state of New York that's currently before the U.S. Court of Appeals. He and his fellow wine-loving and wine-selling plaintiffs are claiming prohibitions against interstate wine shipping are clear violations of the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. Clint Bullock of the Institute of Justice is representing the plaintiffs.
One of the major reasons why the United States exists is that we created one big national economy with free trade among the states. And the courts have been very diligent in striking down parochial trade barriers over the years.
But the plaintiffs aren't the only ones claiming fundamental American principles are on their side. Randy Mastro, a lawyer defending the restrictions, says New York and other states are operating under another basic American tenet, states' rights. And the Constitution supports them, too.
What our Congress and the states decided in enacting the 21st Amendment was, even though we're ending prohibition, we are going to allow states special rights to regulate this product in a way that you can't ordinarily regulate other products necessarily. And in this way, the state can protect its many legitimate interests, including promoting temperance, collecting taxes, and ensuring orderly market conditions.
This clash of sacred American ideals, free trade versus states' rights, is attracting big-name lawyers on both sides and has spurred a rash of lawsuits around the country, including four currently pending in federal court. Legal experts say that's mainly because the internet has increased access to obscure wines and helped fuel a desire to buy them. Oral arguments in the New York case began this week. Ultimately, legal experts expect direct wine shipping to end up in the Supreme Court, perhaps as soon as the next term in October. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Roberts.
Texas is the nation's fifth largest wine-producing state. 2 years ago, state lawmakers agreed to allow wineries in areas where alcohol sales were prohibited to sell wine from their tasting rooms. License renewals were challenged, causing problems for many. This Saturday, voters will decide whether the local government should regulate vineyards and wineries and allow growers and operators to sell wines on their properties.